This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Yes.
Happy Pledge Week.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm glad you all are still hearty of voice and ready to go.
We are.
Good.
We're busy, but over at Walton Arts Center, you're just as busy.
Yeah, we're pretty busy. We had a really fun week last week with two 10x10 art series shows. Very, very different 10x10 art series shows. And we have another one this week, tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. This is also very different. This is a radio theatrical play called Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. And it's created and performed by a company called L.A. Theater Works, one of our favorites. So we've brought them back three or four times, I think. And it's going to be really, really fun. And it's going to be a really full house.
Oh, good.
So if you want to, if you're a Janeite or you're a Pride and Prejudice fan and you are planning to come to this, I would not actually wait to get them at the door.
Get them now.
We're almost sold out, so you might want to get them in advance.
Now, speaking of tickets,
yes.
Tomorrow morning.
Yes.
The tickets to the general public for the Flaming Lips.
Correct. The University of Arkansas Headliner Committee is bringing in the Flaming Lips, and this is the committee that there's a fee that the students pay, and then in exchange for that, there are shows that they get tickets to. But luckily, they also allow to sell some tickets to the general public. So we will have those tickets on sale at the Walton Arts Center website tomorrow morning starting at 9 o'clock.
And that show is November 4th?
Correct. So it's... Right. It's just over a week away.
Right.
So real fast turnaround on that one. But that's exciting. We kind of wait with eager anticipation to see what the Headliners Committee is going to come up with.
Well, I'm very excited.
I'm excited.
If I made a list of bands that are still in existence that I have not seen that I want to see, at the top
is Flaming Lips.
Is Flaming Lips. So this is big. Very good. You also have an ogre coming.
Yes. A big green dude is about to fly into Northwest Arkansas. Yeah. So Shrek opens on Tuesday. Wow, really? On Tuesday.
Yes.
That is October 30th, the day before Halloween. Mm-hmm. And we will have Shrek here for 8 performances. So that will run Tuesday through Sunday of next week. And we have, it's sort of perfect that this giant green creature is coming to town during Halloween week. And we are going to have all kinds of festivities going on related to Halloween. Anyone who comes to the show in costume will get a Halloween treat.
Oh, fun.
We will have trick-or-treating in our lobby on Halloween night. We have a really great ticket deal on Halloween evening. And then also the Three Blind Mice from the show will be up at the Fayetteville Square for the trick-or-treating on Wednesday, too. So.
And on Halloween, on Ozarks at Large, someone from the cast will be on the air with us.
Yeah, I think this is going to be, once they get here, I get the impression this is a really fun, energetic, an interesting group who put this show on. I mean, you would kind of have to be if you're performing Shrek 8 nights a week. You know, you got to have a good sense of humor for that.
Oh, yeah.
But we should say about Shrek that it is, while it's great for all ages, I mean, the official phrase we use is that it's good for ogres and ogresses of all ages. Mm-hmm. It is a full-length Broadway show. So it's a good, solid 2 hours, 15, 20 minutes. So, you know, if you have a little one who doesn't have a really good attention span, just keep that in mind as you come to the show. That's going to be quite fun. We've been waiting a long time for Shrek.
All right, Jane Austen, Flaming Lips, Shrek. In the couple minutes we have left, what else should we know about?
Well, we should know about our second show in the Starlight Jazz series on November 9th. Jane Bennett and Hilario Duran with Candido Camero,
which is a big deal.
I mean,
very, very big deal.
Very big deal. He's a legend, really. That's November 9th. There'll be two performances. That's in Star Theater. And then on Veterans Day, we really would love to see a lot of people come out to see this show because it's interesting. It's called Letters Home, and it's a theatrical piece created directly from letters from soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow.
So it seems fairly appropriate on Veterans Day.
That's the 11th of November.
I saw the poster for it as I was driving down west, I think, yesterday. And it looks like, I mean, just the picture looks emotional
I think emotional is a good word. I think, you know, it will be a little raw. This is probably not for little kids. You know, I mean, these are soldiers writing letters home. So you can
imagine. It's real.
It's real. It's what their words are and what they're actually saying. So we're pretty excited for that on the 11th. And then just one more thing. We have another 10x10 coming up on November 15th. Eileen Ivers and the Immigrant Soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is awesome. I can't wait for her.
And Caravan Sarai will be again later in this season. The first one fantastic.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
I wish I had seen it. I wasn't here, and I regret that I didn't get to see it. But what a great project. Mm-hmm. I mean, trying to increase understanding between American and Muslim cultures through music and through art. So we will have a second performance of Caravan Sarai in April.
Right.
If you missed this one, you got another shot to see some great
But music. It'll be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a different kind of music, but well worth your time.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, guys.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President for Communications with Walton Arts Center.
And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And coming up in just a couple of moments, NPR News. That will be followed by Talk of the Nation on KUAF. Still, you have a chance. Now, I know that the noon time, this is lunchtime. A lot of people tell me they hear me in the car or during lunch maybe. Or something like that. It's not the easiest time to get to a phone or a computer and make a pledge.
Right.
That's why it's so important that if you are near a phone or a computer right now and you've been meaning to make a contribution, you do so now. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. Online is supportkuaf.com.
We mentioned earlier the different giving levels that you can do, but you can also pay in a variety of ways.
Right.
You can call right now and we can run your credit card. I mean, right now we have somebody from the University of Arkansas Gift Services here to run your credit card right now. Or you can send in a check, 9 South School. Or we can also deduct from your bank account, like a monthly draft from bank account. Or if you're a university employee like we are, deduct it directly from your payroll, and we make it really easy for you. The numbers to call are 575-5823 or 1-800-522-5823 or online at supportkuaf.com.
KUAF is supported by contributing listeners and by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711. 20% chance of showers tonight, lows from 34 to 41. Sunshine tomorrow, highs from the mid to upper 50s. Friday night clear, lows from 28 to 35.
Brr.
Heavy jacket. Only in the Ozarks can you battle mosquitoes and sleet on the same day, but that's what may be happening. Thanks to everyone who has called and contributed so far. We've got great momentum, but we don't want to stop now. Don't forget the new member challenge from Roe DeBrezzo is out there, up to $250 in your first-time contribution. Roe will match that. 1-800-522-5823, 575-5823. This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Rogers.
Witcherville.
Nicely done. 1 minute after 1 o'clock, the news next.
From NPR.